Good afternoon, everybody. Please make welcome acoustic disc recording artists, the David Grisman Quintet.
Thank you so much. It's really nice to be out here in Hopland. How many of y'all live here in Hopland?
Maybe just turn down the monitors, just all down about 20%.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. I didn't quite catch. There's one. Okay, that's great. Imagine if like 98% of an audience in New York City didn't come from New York. How big a crowd that would be. But hey, we like the size of this crowd. This is a real nice scene here. And we're going to play a piece from the CD called Dog 90. Boy, this thing is feeding back here. This is a little too loud. I can hear myself fine. This is, something's ringing in there. This is called Chili Dog. Thank you very much. We'll play another album. I mean, another song. I hope we don't play another album. It'll take too long. This is another tune from that same album, Dog 90, which was the very first acoustic disc. I must say, can't say enough about acoustic discs. They've been the best record label that I've ever worked for, especially the guy, the CEO, takes personal care of me. And anyhow, we'll play another tune from this CD called The Gypsy Nights. Thank you. All right, do we have any lovers of bluegrass music here? All right. And of course, you all know who the father of bluegrass music is. Bill Monroe. Don't forget that. Bill passed away last year after a long, productive life, but his music will never die. And it was my first inspiration to pick up the mandolin. I saw one lying on the road and was at a bluegrass festival, so I kind of picked it up. In any case, this is the first mandolin tune I ever wrote, and it's kind of in the bluegrass style. That's all I was trying to do, is write a bluegrass tune, but I did get some kind of non-bluegrass chords in there anyhow. Anyhow, we'd like to send this out to you. This is on a project called DGQ20. How many of you have that? All right. It's a 3CD retrospective. Starts with the very first gig this band ever played about 21 years ago. Could you believe that? With Tony Rice on guitar, Daryl Anger on violin, Todd Phillips on bass, and Joe Carroll Joe Carroll was on bass. Todd Phillips was on mandolin. That's how much I know. Here's Cedar Hill. Thank you.
improvise and make you guys not bored.
Thank you. It's time on every show I get to introduce the band, you know, which is an important thing because these guys are hoping someday to be big stars. And name recognition is a lot of the business nowadays, you know. So we'll start with a young man that's been in this band the longest. I can't believe it. He's been here for over 12 years. Or under 12 years. Something around 12 years. From Pacifica, California, James Kerwin on the bass. Now just about entering his eighth year in this band is a young man. He's originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and he lives in Davis, California right now. He's one of the hottest pickers you'll ever hear anywhere, and fiddlers, and bongo players, and, you know, if he will play any appliance in your kitchen, he will turn it into a symphony. And he's got his own CD out now called Camp Town. Please welcome Joe Craven. Next fella here who joined the band just a few months after Joe did. He is also in his seventh year in the quintet. He just completed recording his first solo album, which is going to be called Flute Jazz, on the Acoustic Disc label. Please welcome Matt Eckel on the flute. And the newest member of the band, who's been in the group over 3 years now, he makes it an international quintet because he comes from Cordoba, Argentina. Please welcome Enrique Correa on guitar. Now Enrique has a brand new album out. It's his second acoustic disc, and it's called Latin Touch. And we'd like to have Enrique play a piece from this album composed by Hector Villalobos, Choro Number 1, Enrique Correa. Enrique Correa, the Latin Touch. We've got some of those CDs with us here, and Enrique will be glad to sign them all. I'd like to play a tune that we haven't played in about 15 years or more. This is a tune that originally was called Opus 20. Boy, something's just ringing there. The original title of this is Opus 23. And then when I went to Japan for the first time, I decided to rename it Japan. So a little taste of Japan for you. Thank you.
actually, maybe we should do, let's do Fanny Girl.
Thank you. We'd like to do a tune from the album called Garcia Grisman. We've just started playing this tune. We've never played this outside that Garcia Grisman band. It's a little tune I wrote called Dog's Waltz. Thank you. you. Thank you. I'll send that out to my daughter-in-law, April, who's here. Well, hey, we got to make room for some more entertainment here. We have enjoyed picking for you folks. We'll go up there where they're selling those CDs and try to move that CD business along there, you know. That is how we make our milk money. And so thanks for coming out and being with us here this afternoon. We've got a gig in July at the Maritime Hall, I believe, down in San Francisco. So I'm not sure of the date, but if you, the 25th? All right. So, and we got one in Ukiah. Yeah, next weekend, I think, actually. So, yeah, if you can possibly stand more of this, come back and see us. All right. And get on our mailing list. Buy those CDs. Thank you very much. We'll leave you with a little mellow number here called Caliente. Thank you.
David Grisman Quintet. Let's let him hear it. Would you like another one?
What would you like to hear?
Grateful Dog?
Let's do Grateful Dog. I heard a request for Grateful Dog. Just because you didn't get your request, don't take it personally. Thank you very much. We appreciate you making us feel at home like that. The Grateful Dog.
Matt Eckel on flute. James Kerwin on the bass. Joe Craven on everything. Enrique Coria on the guitar.
And the dog himself, David Grisman.
Are we having fun or what?